One more economic story. It comes down to a single trader, folks, the only person held directly liable for any of the excesses of the financial crisis that nearly brought down the entire global economy. The reason why your mortgage might be worth more than your house. It's all due to a guy named Fabrice Tor. The former Goldman Sachs Golden Boy trader and 34-year-old Stanford graduate was found liable yesterday for 6 of the 7 civil securities fraud charges facing him. He had been accused of misleading investors about securities that he knew would fail. Tor could now face fines or a complete ban from Wall Street. That will be determined in later proceedings. In a response that might be loosely translated as yippee, Goldman issued a short statement. As a firm, we remain focused on being more transparent, more accountable, and more responsive to the needs of our clients. Yippee might be unfair there, but let's talk with Dealbook reporter Michael De La Merced, who joins me now from the New York Times newsroom. Michael, welcome.
Hi, John.
It's a Fab Fabrice, not so fab today, we understand, yes?
That's probably fair to say. The jury found him liable, not guilty because this was a civil trial, on 6 of 7 counts of fraud. They spared him the most serious charge, which was that he had intentionally and knowingly made a misleading statement, but otherwise found him liable on everything else.
Is he an outlier? Is that what this says here? And the government is claiming victory.
The government is definitely claiming victory, but he is pretty much the only person that I can recall who has been found liable in a case related to the financial crisis that was brought by the government.
In terms of, and again, I don't want you to speculate about sort of cultural issues, but I mean, in the way that he behaved, in the testimony that came out at trial, is he an absolute sort of rogue outlier here, or is the kind of behavior that he exhibited here typical, characteristic, statistically likely at other brokerage houses and other banks?
So one of the funny things that came out in trial is his defense argued that what he was doing was basically following industry standards and that what he had done was pretty much the norm. You had some of his former colleagues at Goldman who had said, yeah, if I'd known the information that he had withheld, it wouldn't have made a bit of difference. I wouldn't have changed anything that I had done. This is all pretty much the way that we operated at the time. But what the government argued is that he went above and beyond withholding a crucial bit of information about a particular investment. But what he had done was essentially following industry practices, at least according to his lawyers.
Is there a follow-on effect here? The liability of Fabrice Tor suggests there might be other people who could be targets of civil lawsuits outside of the SEC bringing these charges?
Well, I think that's definitely possible. I think that a lot of people will feel emboldened to launch their own lawsuits in the wake of this. Of course, Fabrice is probably going to appeal, and that'll take a little bit of time. But I think that there's some fodder now for other people to claim that they, too, had been ripped off by what had happened here.
Part of this is about the rehab of the SEC, which is trying to recast itself as a more aggressive regulator here. How do they do on that front?
I think that they can definitely claim victory here. They were very aggressive at trial. They pretty much accused Mr. Tor of leading a web of deceit and trickery that managed to make people lose millions of dollars. So they're going to claim that this is a sign that they really have been emboldened, that they are an aggressive regulator, and you know whether that's actually true remains to be seen.
Michael De La Merced, reporter for The Deal Book with our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Liability of Fabrice Tor, the bailout of Detroit, or is it easier to get a job this year than last year? We'd love to hear from you on all this. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Tell us a story. Are you having a better time or a harder time trying to get a job in 2013?
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.